Tuesday, May 21st, these are the readings from today's Holy Mass. The first reading is a reading from the letter of St. James, chapter 4, verses 1 through 10. Beloved, where do the wars and where do conflicts among you come from? Is it not from your passions that make war within your members? You covet but do not possess. You kill and envy but you cannot obtain. You fight and wage war. You do not possess because you do not ask. You ask, but you do not receive, because you ask wrongly, to spend it on your passions. Adulterers, do you not know what to be a lover of the world means in enmity with God? Therefore, whoever wants to be a lover of the world makes himself an enemy of God. Or do you suppose that the Scripture speaks without meaning when it says, the Spirit that he has made to dwell in us tends towards jealousy? But he bestows a greater grace. Therefore it says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. So you submit yourselves to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts. You of two minds, begin to lament, to mourn, to weep. Let your laughter be turned into mourning, and your joy into dejection. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will exalt you. The word of the Lord. And the responsorial psalm, throw your cares on the Lord, and he will support you. And I say, had I but wings like a dove, I would fly away and be at rest. Far away I would flee. I would lodge in the wilderness. Throw your cares on the Lord, and he will support you. I would wait for him and he who saves me from the violent storm and the tempest. Engulf them, O Lord, divide their counsels. Throw your cares to the Lord, and he will support you. In the city I see violence and strife. Day and night they prowl about upon the hit walls. And the response, throw your cares on the Lord, and he will support you. Cast your care upon the Lord, and he will support you. Never will he permit the just man to be disturbed. Throw your cares on the Lord, and he will support you. And the gospel acclamation, Alleluia, Alleluia. May I never boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through which the world has been crucified. To me and an eye to the world. Alleluia, Alleluia. And now the Gospel. It's a reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. Be Mark chapter 9, verses 30 through 37. Jesus and his disciples left from there and began a journey through Galilee, but did not wish anyone to know about it. He was teaching his disciples and telling them, the Son of Man is to be handed over to men and they will kill him. And 3 days after his death, the Son of Man will rise. But they did not understand the saying, and they were afraid to question him. They came to Capernaum, and once inside the house, he began to ask them, what were you arguing about on the way? But they remained silent, for they had been discussing among themselves on the way who was the greatest. Then he sat down, called the 12, and said to them, if anyone wishes to be first, he shall be the last of all and servant of all. Taking a child, he placed it in their midst, and putting his arm around it, he said to them, whoever receives one child such as this in my name receives me, and whoever receives me receives not me, but the one who sent me. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.